Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff, Wales. It's Sunday the 1st of March, it's the second Sunday of Lent, and it's also St David's Day. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's, and it's great to welcome you to this service. Today, we're going to think a little bit about identity. And we'll do that through hearing how Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. St John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community today, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, whether you come here regularly or this is just an occasional visit, maybe even it's your first time, you are welcome here. It's good to have you with us. If you choose to put your first names and locations into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. And your comments will act as a sign of who we're gathering here with today. There's no pressure though. Each week, several people join us but don't say hello, as it were. That's just fine. Occasionally, someone sends a message and we don't get it. Mostly we do though, and if we do, we will say hi to you. If you can, please do stay with us till the end of the service. It's a good thing to do. We've got some photos from St John's this morning and a couple from a few weeks ago at the end of the service. So who do we have online here today? Well, first up, this afternoon, it was Ruth. Happy St David's Day, everyone. And thank you, Ruth, for all you do for us today. Laura came hard on her heels there. Shammai from Riverside. Shammai to you, Laura. Hope you're having a good day. Oscar. Hi, Oscar. Oscar says, Prenhandar. Good afternoon. Deith Gwiel, Dowie Happus. A happy St. David's Day. And happy St. David's Day to you, Oscar. I owe you an email and I will get that email off to you, but not today. But I will. I will. Then Addy. Hi, Addy. Addy joins us from a few miles up the road. Hi, everyone. It's an overcast day with scattered showers. Please bring back the sunshine. Yeah, it has been a bit overcast. Tiny little itsy bitsy, teeny weeny sort of showers. I think the good weather is on the way, or at least the slightly better weather is on the way, and it's good to see you. Richard comes next. He says, Prenhandar, Bob. Good afternoon, everybody. And good afternoon to you, Richard, as well. So hopping over to Lübeck in northern Germany. Hi there, Bjorn. Hello, everyone. Bjorn says, there's a hint of spring over here and people are swarming the streets of Lübeck. My word. That's great, because you had it cold 3 weeks ago and I'm so glad that people are getting out. Greetings from Bjorn. Hope you're all fine. Good egg. And our greetings back to you as well, Bjorn. And I'm glad things are getting a bit more spring-like in Lübeck. Apparently it's the meteorological start of spring today. I'm with that. That's fine with me. Let's have all the joys we can get. Mary joins us. Mary Tavener. Good afternoon, everyone. Mary says, from Shropshire, if I remember right. But good to have... No, not Shropshire. I don't mean Shropshire. I mean Somerset, don't I? I mean Somerset. Mary, good to have you with us. I know what I meant. I'm still not absolutely sure it's right. You can correct me if I'm not right. And Peter, I was just thinking of you. Peter joins us. Good afternoon, all. Happy St. David's Day. Peter, so good to have you on the live stream. Welcome. And it's great to have you here. Once again, very special welcome if you're listening on the phone. So hello to Iris, Jane and her friends, to Ivy, Marilyn and sometimes Helen. You're all welcome. And welcome to another Ruth who watches on catch up on the on the internet, but we never get to have her with us live. So, friends, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and God's love for the whole world. We're in the presence of God as well as each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a moment to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the second Sunday of Lent, and it's read for us today by our treasurer, Evan.
Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the ways of righteousness. Grant that all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion may reject those things that are contrary to their baptism, and follow in the way of Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Evan. Today's reading comes from St. John's Gospel. It's chapter 3. It starts at verse 1, and it's read for us today by Quentin.
The Gospel according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Thank you, Quentin. And now here's Stephen with his address.
Dydd Gwyl Dewi Hapus, Happy St David's Day. And on this St David's Day, we celebrate the life of our nation, celebrating this land and its people through history and today. and we do so through the lens of the 6th century bishop, St. David, famous among other things for his advice to keep the faith and do the little things. But national identity is a complex thing, especially today, and we might find ourselves asking questions about what it means to be faithful heirs of 6th century St. David in 21st century Wales. And these questions about national identity have corresponding questions about personal identity. Who am I? What shapes my identity? What defines me? But I have to be upfront with you. I'm thinking about these questions of identity partly because I took the last week off to start sorting through some boxes of family stuff that I inherited when my mum died a few years ago. And there have been a number of interesting discoveries, including some Welsh ancestry that I never knew that I had. But as I try and decide that what to do with the contents of these boxes and the lives of which they tell, I'm asking myself what it all means for me. How does this past influence who I am today and who I might yet be? All sorts of things can lead us to ask these questions about our identity. They are deep and involved questions which may arise for each of us in different ways at different points in our lives. But whether we're thinking about personal or national identity and how we relate to our history, today's gospel reading can help us reflect because it raises these questions about the identity of Jesus and what that means for the identity of Nicodemus and others who would follow Jesus. Now, the identity of both Jesus and Nicodemus is profoundly shaped by their Jewishness. For both of them, this was their ancestry. And for Nicodemus, what that meant was shaped by him being a Pharisee, which is, in fact, the first century Jewish group that Jesus was closest to. That's the reason he had such arguments with them, as the Gospels often recount, because the worst disagreements tend to be those that arise within the family, with those who are closest. One of the most significant theological insights in recent decades has been a recognition of the Jewishness of Jesus. You can't understand Jesus and the Gospels without attending to that important aspect of his identity. It's integral to who he was and is, and as it was for the first Christians. And it's important that we recognise this. It shaped them deeply. But as with many Jews, historically and today, Jewishness was seen as something that was for the blessing of all. And so Jesus is both grounded in his ancestry and yet open to the new possibilities of the Spirit, which is what he invites Nicodemus to enter into with this language of being born again. It's an invitation to a life of faith that is open to new ways in which God may be encountered. Being born of water and spirit suggests a life that is both rooted in the flesh and blood realities of human history, but open to God's future captured in this language of the freedom of the spirit. That's a way of being that Jesus embodies and invites Nicodemus into. You've heard both Sarah and me quoting David Ford writing about John's Gospel numerous times, and I'm going to quote him again here. Because I love what he says about verse 8, which is the verse about the wind blowing where it wills, and so it is with those born of the Spirit. David Ford describes this as Jesus opening up a mystery that, like the wind, has no defining edge. No defining edge, a mystery with no defining edge. And he goes on to speak of the Spirit moving across boundaries and springing surprises. And I think there is something both wonderfully grounding but also liberating in holding these two things together. The rootedness in a story that gives a foundation and a shape to a life, which the life of Christ offers us, and an openness to potentially surprising futures that are not restricted by origins. This season of Lent, when we go with Christ into the desert, is meant to be a time of self-examination and reflection, a testing time when we open ourselves to the big questions about who we are and who we will be as followers of Christ. Lives rooted in the story of Jesus but open to the surprises of the Spirit can take many different forms. And so this testing time is an exciting and a creative one. And followers of Christ who are asking these kinds of questions will be good heirs of St. David in contributing to the life of our nation today.
Thank you, Stephen. And now we come to our time of intercession. And if you have someone or something on your heart and you'd like us to include them in real time in these intercessions, do type away, put it in the comments on YouTube or Facebook. And if you do that, we'll try to include your intercessions in ours today. If you're watching on catch up, it's often worth putting them into the comments anyway, because we do look at them through the week and we will try and pray for your intentions. Of course, it's a public format, so you might want to use just first names or think about exactly how you want to describe things, but we are a praying and prayerful community. We've promised to pray with and for each other, and so while we gather our thoughts, here's a reminder of those commitments we have made.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to God through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Holy God, we give you thanks for this good day. We thank you for all that is good. And we ask you to bless us. We pray now for the peace of the world. We ask you to spread your peace where there are places of conflict. We think especially at this time of the difficulties, the war in Iran. We pray for the country of Iran, the nations of Israel and Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. We ask you, O God, for peace in these places. We pray for the United States of America and for Israel, for those who control the power to bomb. And we pray in Iran for those who control the power to bomb. We pray for the people underneath the falling missiles and ordnance. We pray for peace in God's world. We remember our Palestinian siblings and our Jewish siblings in Gaza, Palestine, the Holy Land. We pray for peace across that region. With Laura, we pray for healing for Evie, who is in hospital, and for Roger after his operation. We pray for Susan Hamer and Sylvia, for Marilyn, Phil and Leah, for Sam, Sue, Snow's uncle David and Celeste's grandfather Bill, and for little Sophie. We also pray for those who have died recently, and amongst them for Ollie's grandmother, Jan. We, in a short time of quiet, offer up the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. This week, there's evening prayer each weekday at 5 o'clock, almost. Not Wednesday this week. Can't be in two places at once, I'm afraid. On Friday, there's the 12 noon Eucharist in St. John's in the centre of town, if you can get there. Next Sunday, as ever, we'll be in St. John's at 10 in the morning, the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and Sunday evening, Evensong, back in St. John's building. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much part of our community. And as we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. What we're going to end this week with some photos as usual. I think Heather's done us some incredibly good photos. So we'll have some of those. And there's a couple of my favourites from the last week or two in there as well. We hope you have a good, gentle, peaceful and holy week. And hopefully we'll see you next week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.